Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Empower Up podcast. I'll be your host today. My name is Jeremy Boren. I'm Gray Matters brand manager. And this week, we have an interview with two special guests from Keystone Clearwater Solutions, Jeff Wheeler, Senior Vice President, and Luke Beachy, Director of Technology. I had a chance to talk with Jeff and Luke about some of the work that they're doing in the oil and gas industry in Pennsylvania and elsewhere with their total water management solution called WaterForce. Gray Matter worked with Keystone Clearwater Solutions to develop WaterForce, which makes it easy for field operators to communicate with each other and to see real-time data. Don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you happen to listen and download your podcast. We always appreciate the feedback. Now let's get to our interview with Jeff and Luke from Keystone Clearwater Solutions.
So guys, tell me a little bit about Keystone Clearwater and kind of, you know, for those who aren't familiar with it, how do you describe the really important role that water management service providers play in the oil and gas industry? Jeff, I'll let you take that one.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, water, you know, in its essence is really the lifeblood of the natural gas development process. You know, I think it's used in the, you know, the fracturing process, the pressure pumping process. I think that, you know, most people out there are familiar with fracking in general, but, you know, it's used in the production of natural gas. It's pumped at high volumes, at high pressures, you know, into the ground, you know, and blended with sand and used to allow the gas to escape from the shale formation, you know, 5,000 feet into the ground. Our role in that, you know, since really the inception of the shale gas revolution in Pennsylvania and the Marcellus and Utica shale formations, you know, has been to manage water. And we've been doing that for customers in the basin for the last 10 years. And so we handle fresh water that's used, you know, for the fracking process. And then, you know, we also manage recycled water, which is also known as production water, which is the water that's returned to the surface. So we handle, we contain, you know, and you know, we serve in an environmental capacity to make sure that that water is handled properly, you know, during the recycling process. And a lot, and much of that water is now used, you know, and recycled, you know, through the hydraulic fracturing process. So it's blended with fresh water, and it's used on each well pad as they're drilling and completing natural gas wells. So, you know, our role is in the management, the pumping, the storage of that water. You know, in its early days, it was, you know, a very manually intensive process. You know, we have, you know, a man or woman at each of our pumps in remote locations throughout the Appalachian Basin. You know, we currently have about 400 employees working in the field. So as you can imagine, you know, the work is remote. It's in woods, it's in valleys where these streams are located. And, you know, so it's a challenging situation. Yeah, it's one of the reasons we made the investment in technology to try to improve the solution we can deliver to our customers.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I want to get to that as we talk today. But Luke, I'll bring you in here because, you know, one of the things that I really want to make sure that people get are, you know, what are some of the things that I think technology is really going to be one of them, like Jeff mentioned, you know, that kind of sets what Keystone Clearwater apart, you know, from others in the industry, you know, particularly with that technology aspect.
Sure. Yeah, I think, you know, flexibility and adaptability have been sort of the core pieces of our automation development sort of from day one. You know, one of the biggest challenges we face automating projects is the fact that every, you know, 4 to 8 weeks, we move to a new location, a new set of challenges, new set of hydraulics to overcome to get the water where it needs to go. And so having a system that we can change and shift and adapt as we come to each of those new locations has really been critical, you know, and basically building out the system that can adapt to multiple different pumps, multiple different sizes of pumps, multiple communication methods. You know, that's a big one, and being able to adapt, you know, working in spots that have great cellular connection. We work in some spots that there's absolutely nothing there. And yep. so having some flexibility of being able to do, you know, fiber optic as needed or satellite, you know, has really been a great benefit of being able to pool all those different components in to be able to basically deliver anywhere that our clients need and pretty much any control that they need. You know, I think another piece that goes with that too is, you know, really starting from the day one, you know, building in the programmable logic in each of our assets so that we can really adapt to, you know, pretty much whatever scenario the client throws at us. You know, if they want to mm-hmm. do tank control or pressure control or, you know, whatever they've got in mind for that specific project, we're really able to adapt and create a solution that's exactly what they need for that scenario. So, you know, I think those are some of the biggest pieces that allowed us to really succeed and thrive, you know, bringing automation to the water transfer.
Yeah. And you're actually in the field today, right, Luke?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's amazing. You know, we've been kind of poking around at it, but, you know, so one of the solutions that Gray Matter and Keystone have worked together on for a couple of years now is WaterForce, which allows you to create, like you guys said, that really adaptable remote water pipeline management system. You know, it has a mobile command center. How has that solution kind of changed or grown in the last 2 to 3 years for Keystone, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, sure. You know, I think when the concept was developed, you know, I think we decided to take it off in bite-sized chunks, right? So, you know, we began, you know, partnering with Gray Matter on this project, you know, about 5 years ago to develop an automated concept. And we knew at the time it would be, you know, a constantly evolving process. You know, I think we began, you know, really with a remote control scenario where, you know, we wanted to prove out that we could conquer the communications challenges that exist in the terrain in which we operate. And we wanted to confirm that we could begin to implement proven industrial automation technologies, you know, in the industry in which we operate. And then I think over time we began to layer on top some of the things that, you know, that Luke described in, you know, in his last answer to your question, you know, where we began to implement valve control, you know, began to implement true automation, making that transition from really an operator remotely controlling the assets to the system operating based off pumping pressures or pumping rates. And, you know, I think we've seen, you know, a tremendous amount of development that we're really excited about over the last 5 years. I mean, and even more recently in the past 12 months, we've, you know, that level of development has grown, you know, almost exponentially in the capabilities that we've developed to be able to deliver. So it's all the pieces that we've been so excited about for the last several years are really starting to come together as we're getting opportunities to deploy this technology to our customers.
That's great to hear that. And Luke, I mean, you're on the ground, you know, oh, no worries. Yeah, Luke, you're on the ground, you're in the field, you know, so what from your perspective has been the response from, you know, the clients to WaterForce, you know, the folks that you work with every day?
Yeah, I would say overall, it's been very, very positive. You know, we had a decent amount to overcome, you know, skepticism and some of those pieces when we initially started, you know, 3-4 years ago. You know, mm-hmm. we had some clients that were really excited about it and wanted to see it and couldn't come soon enough. And we had other clients that were like, you know what, it's been working fine for however many years. We don't want to change it. And so we kind of tailored, you know, our response, kind of like what Jeff was saying. We started out, you know, really going into more remote control and just establishing some functions, but we still had people there, a decent amount of people still monitoring stuff, and kind of eased some of that transition. And now we're to the point where we're doing pretty much full automation where, you know, the person's there, but they're really only watching for errors and issues and some of that kind of stuff. You know, and so kind of that gradual introduction and getting the clients kind of used to the technology, comfortable that the system's going to do what we said it's going to do, you know, and some of those pieces has been huge over the last couple of years. You know, and obviously there's still some that are definitely 100% on board and want to see us do more, and there's still others that are still, you know, just based on their model and, you know, whatever, still a little bit more cautious. But, you know, overall, mm-hmm. I think the response has been really, really good, and we continue to, add new pieces and new features and new requests. And, you know, I think a big piece for them too, the ability to look at the analytics of a project. You know, so let's say something does happen, we have an issue, we have a release, something along those lines, to be able to go back and pull up the analytics of the line pressures or the pump RPMs or the different pieces that way, I think it's been really good for them to be able to see that, to say, okay, this happened, how do we prevent this from happening in the future? And how can we use automation or technology to help us prevent that in the future? You know, I think that's been really eye-opening to several as well, as we've worked through, you know, some of those growing pains as we build out this system.
Yeah, once they find that value, people get it. But it doesn't matter what technology it is, you know, going through a transformation like that, we always have to, you know, pay attention to the culture part, you know, and ease yep. people into it. Like you said, you know, yeah, I totally get that example. So Jeff, you know, speaking of examples, I understand Keystone's working on an exciting new automated fracking project with a client. Can you tell us a little bit about that, just to kind of give an example to folks of how you work with clients?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited kind of about the most recent project that we've completed, or it's currently in process. But, you know, we're really in the process of rolling out a fully autonomous water management project on a water transfer project. And, you know, it's a complex system where we're delivering water to the well pad, and we're managing multiple pumps that are supplying water for the frack and for the various components of the frack, including blending water on location. So we're managing pumping pressures, we're managing valve control on location, and everything's operating and responding to programmed pressures on location. So you know, we're even to the point where we're communicating directly with the company that's doing the pressure pumping, that's telling us, they're basically just sending us a signal telling us when to deliver water, and our system just responds in that instance. You know, it's a pretty exciting project for us. It's actually, you know, I think a scenario where nobody, you know, in our industry, and I think our industry in general, is hesitant to change, or we're resistant to change, or we're stuck in our ways. So it's a breakthrough for us. We're really excited about, you know, that we've accomplished this. It's beginning to lead to other opportunities to do the same for other operators. You know, we're excited because, you know, we're starting to introduce a scenario that's, you know, delivering, you know, a situation which is achieving our goals as we set out to this project. You know, we're eliminating the health and safety risk of our operation. We're delivering a product that's very reliable and dependable because it was designed and developed over a long period of time, you know, with that end goal of mind. We have to deliver reliable communication. We have to deliver best in class service. You know, we can't risk being down. And, you know, it's exciting to kind of see all those goals, you know, that we set out to accomplish come together. You know, and Luke probably can certainly comment more on this specific project, because he's, you know, he's really involved, you know, hands-on at the field level. But
sure,
you know, I think it's a project, you know, we don't believe anybody else has accomplished yet. You know, and we're seeing a lot of interest, you know, from many of our customers who want to get out and see this project and see what we've accomplished. And it all falls in line with the trends that we're beginning to see in the gas industry. You know, we're beginning to see companies embracing automation, embracing, you know, changes to the way they've done business, you know, for a variety of factors. You know, number one, to just because of the challenges out there in the labor market, to, you know, reduce the amount of manpower, to take risks away where, you know, people don't necessarily need to be involved. You know, we deal with water that's at high pressure and in you know, pretty complex situations, and you know, I think we want to avoid, you know, manual entry anywhere we can, and help drive down our incident rate. You know, I think we believe we're also you know, contributing to some of the, you know, green initiatives in lowering our footprint. And, you know, we're going to begin to make the transition to using electric pumps that are produced with gas power turbines on location and powered through electric power generation on location. So, you know, I think you're seeing a lot of these trends in the industry, and, you know, we're really excited to be able to participate in a meaningful way and make a contribution to those changes.
Yeah, it's so cool to hear about all the spillover benefits of just being, you know, just starting with that, being open to technology and open to, you know, making those changes. Luke, did you want to weigh in on that project as well?
Yeah, I think the coolest piece for me was just, you know, being part of building a system that gets a input from the frac company that tells us when to start. We operate, pumps turn on, everything runs, does its thing, pumps to a pressure, and then when they're done, we get the signal from the frac again that they're over, whole system shuts down, and it's just self-contained that way. And I think it's really taking us sort of from that being there and controlling to just actively monitoring and responding to alerts or out of spec issues, as opposed to actively controlling or actively watching the projects. And so it's kind of taking us to that next level, that next shift, which is really cool.
Right. Right. And Luke, I'll stick with you here for a second. I mean, I know, you know, obviously remote connectivity is a big topic lately, especially with the pandemic, but did it impact how your teams or how your clients had to operate, or, you know, was kind of that remote infrastructure already in place for you guys? What was the effect, I guess, or has been the effect?
Well, so like even during the pandemic, we still had people on the, you know, on the ground, we were still operating, still working, you know, some mm-hmm. of those pieces. So there was an initial impact really from that. I will say that through the pandemic, it really did push a lot of our clients to look at automation where they had not necessarily considered it before, just even as an efficiency gaining and some of those pieces during the pandemic. So I think that was definitely sort of a plus side and definitely a benefit for us, just even mm-hmm. on their openness to exploring automation and wanting to use automation. And we built the system, you know, and just talking about connectivity and some of those pieces, we built the system to be able to, you know, connect outside and to be able to monitor remotely, you know, so we had all those pieces in place and to be able to service remotely, you know, and some of those pieces. So I think all in all, it was good.
Yeah, absolutely. So Jeff, what's your advice, you know, to oil and gas industry companies, you know, when it comes to looking for ways to deploy a data-driven solution, you know, that kind of falls into the category of digital transformation? What would you kind of tell them, having gone through this 5-year process?
Yeah, I mean, for us, it's, you know, we would encourage everybody to embrace innovation, you know, embrace proven technologies that are out there. I mean, I think we've been through many iterations now, you know, of the project we've been, you know, pouring our heart into for the last 5 or 6 years. And, you know, I think we're seeing the successes. I mean, we're really excited about it. You know, we're seeing that, you know, what we set out to do, we can accomplish. But, you know, it hasn't been without, you know, some learning lessons, mm-hmm. some learning experiences. You know, I think we've had to make decisions to change direction, to change course on our communication strategy, for example, or, you know, on certain assets that we selected as part of the process. So, you know, I think, you know, my recommendation, especially to our industry partners, is, you know, go at it full steam. I mean, you can't learn what you can set out to do without, you know, putting that solution in place and learning from it, you know, and, you know, we've gained, you know, tremendous experience through our customers kind of putting some faith into the solution that we've offered and given us the ability to test that on their locations. You know, in some cases we've taken baby steps to get to where we are, but, you know, we're really excited about it, you know, and I would fully endorse kind of the use of automation control systems and, you know, the way we have in water management. You know, it's certainly solving many challenges, you know, that our business inherently encounters.
Yeah. What's one of the biggest benefits that you hear from clients that they like about that automation?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, I think a lot of them feel that we can reduce incidents. I mean, that's like the number one thing. And, you know, we implement a lot of tank level sensors. So, you know, one issue that's natural to our industry is, you know, overflowing tanks. And, you know, we've seen a tremendous reduction in tank overflows just from introducing these guided wave radar level sensors that we're using to manage tank levels. And, you know, I think we're just continuing to learn the additional benefits that we're going to get from it. So, I mean, the incident reduction is one, and just the communication that you get on an automated basis from, you know, virtually live reporting, you know, has been a tremendous benefit to our customers, because we operate in such remote locations half the time. You know, in the prior life, they wouldn't have an idea of what's going on site until they get a daily report. Now they're understanding their operations in real time. It's been a tremendous change.
I want to thank Jeff Wheeler and Luke Beachy from Keystone Clearwater Solutions for joining me on this week's episode of the Empower Up podcast. A couple of reminders before we close out today. Our next Empower Up virtual event is on August 4th at 11 o'clock Eastern. You want to check this one out. It's all about Prophecy Operations Hub 2.1, a new release from GE Digital. You can find more information about how to sign up and the agenda at graymattersystems.com. And please remember, do rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find podcasts. We appreciate the feedback. Thanks for joining us this week on the Empower Up podcast.